It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. And it is Friday afternoon, and we are right at 4:30, and that means we like to start our weekend off properly with the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Damon, how are you?
Good. Good to be here again. Did I hear you describe Friday as mercurial? I guess the weather.
The weather's been mercurial, but which isn't actually all that accurate because the mercury's been pretty consistently in the mid-70s, but the sunshine and precipitation's been all over the map today.
Yes, it has. I've been out in it, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm sure that I noticed you had quite the raincoat on there when you came in. And
thank goodness today for Chapel Hill Transit. I've spent a lot of time on the bus today.
Absolutely, and it's always worth mentioning that that is a free ride on Chapel Hill Transit. I think that
absolutely
like to get that word out as often as possible that we have a very large free transit system here in Chapel Hill Carrboro, and people should utilize that whenever possible.
I couldn't agree more, Andrew.
Excellent. Speaking of which, let's just go ahead and transition into the Open Streets event that's going to be happening since we're talking about transit. Tell me about how this started. I've never actually heard of this before, and I'm a little bit fascinated by it.
Yeah, Open Streets in Carrboro. I was reminiscing about it just the other day with some friends, actually. It's coming up on about 10 years, maybe more than 10 years now, since the first Open Streets in Carrboro. Basically, the idea is we close down Weaver Street to vehicular traffic and, you know, essentially reopen the streets to people. So there will be lots of games, activities, lots of family fun, a bike blender for smoothies, a climbing wall, maybe some rogue live music here and there. If you walk around long enough, you'll hear some of that. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun afternoon, and I'm hoping that the weather will hold out for us. And yeah, it's become a Carrboro tradition. I'm really excited about it. You may see me at the climbing wall this year.
Ooh, I hesitate to even mention a climbing wall in front of my family. My son's been relatively obsessed with a climbing wall lately. So if he finds out there's one, we may be there.
It is a favorite of council member Sammy Slade as well. So you may see him climbing this weekend.
I don't want to start any controversies or anything, but has there been any conversation about making this a more permanent sort of thing? Weaver Street seems like a place that would be ripe for creating that permanent festival atmosphere.
We certainly have gotten a lot of interest from community members over the years in closing East Weaver Street to vehicles. That's the portion of Weaver Street that's directly in front of Weaver Street Market and their patio. It's not something the town council has seriously explored in my time on the council, although I can say I, as one member of the council, would love it. but it's just not something that we've kind of had on our list of priorities. But, you know, look, you're absolutely right. That would be the perfect spot if we were going to do something like that, to have a sort of pedestrianized space like you see in many other places, for example, in Europe and in North America, to do something like that. But it's just not something we've kind of made a priority.
Right. If we're fantasizing about it, though, I'm thinking of all those restaurants and businesses along the side opposite of Weaver Street that suddenly makes those spots like more appealing, I think, from an economic standpoint.
You know, one of the many lessons we learned during the experience of the pandemic has been that people value outdoor dining options, and that would certainly make more of that available, as well as just a more, you know, human-friendly experience being in downtown Carrboro. One of the things I've loved about Open Streets over the years is just walking around and listening. There's no car noises. It's amazing how much we've just gotten used to having the noise of engines around us. But yeah, it's just one of the positive experiences of many others about Open Streets.
One of the things that happened in Seattle right at the start of the pandemic is they essentially took some long tracks of side streets through neighborhoods, which is, you know, it's a town built on a grid, and it's a, you know, metropolitan area. So we're comparing apples and oranges here for sure.
Right.
But they took some of these streets and just said, these are no longer for cars unless you live on this street. And, you know, you'd see kids out playing in the street. You'd see, you know, bikes using that street as a thoroughfare. It really changed the dynamic of it. And the brief conversations I had with people who lived on those streets, they loved it.
One of the challenges we have in Carrboro when considering ideas like that is that it is especially, but in the downtown area where this would be relevant, it's not really a great grid system as it is. And we also have the railroad corridor running right through the downtown as well, which is an obstacle to doing more creative pedestrian focused uses of the downtown landscape. You know, I hope one day when the North Carolina Railroad is no longer occupying that corridor, that we will have a very different looking downtown that is much more people friendly. We're not there yet, but we're working on it.
It's definitely difficult to maneuver around when there are only a few streets that actually go all the way through east to west and north to south. There just aren't
that many
options.
Think about it, in downtown Carrboro, there really is only one east-west cross street through downtown, and that is Main Street. And of course, over the years, there have been attempts to convince the railroad to make other crossing opportunities available, but they're incredibly hesitant to do that for a whole host of reasons, including safety. So yeah, but you know, the goal really is to get rid of the railroad. You know, once there's no longer a need for it at the cogeneration plant on campus, for example, that, you know, we can have a very different conversation.
And of course, not in downtown Carrboro, but the other major east-west thoroughfare is Estes Drive, which is not an east-west thoroughfare at the moment, as one lane's closed on the Chapel Hill end of things.
Fortunately, there are improvements coming to Estes Drive on both the Chapel Hill side and the Carrboro side. Of course, what we're seeing now is all of the work being done on the Chapel Hill side, or at least the part east of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. But eventually, that entire corridor from MLK Jr. Boulevard all the way west into Carrboro is going to be improved with pedestrian and bicycle facilities. So it's a few years off, of course, but that's in the works.
While we're talking about the flow of traffic and the look of downtown, now is a good time to transition over to talking about that 203 South Greensboro project. We got a bit of an update on that. Where are we on that project right now?
They are pretty much done now with the foundation pouring and the first concrete slab of the first level, the ground floor level. And they're, if you've been by there, you'll see that they've started getting prepped to pour the second floor. It's starting to take shape. It's pretty amazing to watch it go up every day. So yeah, that's where they are, and it seems like they're still pretty much on schedule, looking at a June 2024 construction completion date.
And I know this, but I'm not thinking of it off the top of my head right now. How many stories is that building going to be when it's done?
Three stories, and then of course there will be the attached parking deck, which will be, you know, sadly a little taller, but yeah, it's a three-story building with multiple uses, including Orange County Southern Branch Library, Orange County Skills Development Center, Carrboro Recreation Parks and Offices and Programming Space, a performance and multi-use space, all kinds of goodies that are, it's really going to be a great place for connection in the community.
Yeah, to your point, it's going to be fantastic. I think there's going to be a little bit of a interim there when we're working on that third story and that parking deck goes in, where some people might have some temporary apprehensions about what it just looks like physically. Once we get those facilities in there and those services, I think people are going to be pretty much on board with having finally a library in downtown Carrboro.
Yeah, yes, you're right. People are, you know, change is something you have to get used to, I guess, if you're willing to embrace it. And this is a change for the better, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm really excited about the project. I'm so grateful to be in this partnership with Orange County to make it happen. And we're going to have a library in downtown Carrboro. Just, it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's you can't really put enough of an underline under that. I'm also reminded this morning when I was listening to Aaron's show on the way in, he and Brad in their date night segment were talking about some downtown restaurants in Chapel Hill. And Brad was kind of lamenting, like, oh, it's going to be so different in 10 years. And Aaron was like, it should be different in 10 years. Yeah. Like, if it's the same in 10 years, then that's a problem for the community.
In a community as vibrant and dynamic as Carrboro and Chapel Hill are, or should be, given the presence of a flagship state university, just a population that's constantly in flux. I mean, if things are not changing every 10 years in a way that you notice and appreciate, there's a problem.
Absolutely. Switching gears just a little bit now, I understand that it is Food Waste Prevention, is it month or week?
I think it's a week. This one's a week.
This should be a lifetime, shouldn't
it? That's true. It's, well, you know, it's meant to drive awareness and maybe change some habits. Yeah, this is Food Waste Prevention Awareness Week. Just remind folks that there are lots of resources on the town website about food waste prevention and why it's important in terms of just climate action and food scarcity and all of these other issues that are important. The farmers market is one place where folks every weekend can bring compost and food waste to get rid of if they want to do that and start learning some new habits and new information about what food waste is and why it's important.
We're visiting with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, and believe it or not, we're already almost out of time. Is there anything that you wanted to mention that we have not yet gotten to?
I would just say on a sort of more serious note, people may have seen the news about an arrest that happened in Carrboro this week regarding a drug overdose death. And While, of course, I can't comment on that criminal case that's in the courts now, I just want to use that as an opportunity to remind folks of that there are resources available for folks who are dealing with substance use issues. Look at the website of the Orange County Department of Health for resources about that. And also just know that under state law, there is a Good Samaritan law in North Carolina that means if you are in the presence of someone who you believe is experiencing an overdose and you call to get them help, you are protected under the law from prosecution in certain cases. So this, you know, look out for yourself, look out for your friends, and this is a serious issue in our community. Finally, on a lighter note, I'll just mention that today is Second Friday Art Walk. That's this evening in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Especially myself looking forward tonight to going and walking around downtown Carrboro, seeing some new art and maybe having a meal. So enjoy the weekend.
That art walk continues even if we have rain, correct? Then it becomes a little bit more difficult to get from station to station, but it is still on.
I'll be out there. I have my umbrella and my rain jacket with me. So
yeah, as a person who spent a decade plus in Seattle, I support that decision wholeheartedly. Damon, thanks for coming into the studio. I appreciate the time that you take every week, and good stuff as always.
See you next time.